With your campaign, you have what you call an Alabama First campaign. A big part of that is reforming the tax code. How so?
Our tax code has been riddled by special interests for years and years. It's special tax carve-outs that have been granted to industries and people. And I'm not talking about incentives. I'm talking about just credits, exemptions, deductions. And they are embedded in our tax code, and there's no way to get it out of there. So I've done some things that are fairly innovative, like introduce the flat tax, which for the individual could virtually eliminate their need to file an Alabama state return.
And what is a flat tax? Explain that.
Well, it's to apply one simple rate to your income. You would take it from the adjusted gross income line of your federal tax return, multiply that times 2.6 or 3%, and send that check into the revenue department. Now, that would eliminate the cost of the average Alabamian pays $300 to file an Alabama state return. They wouldn't have to do that. Plus, I believe we would be able to reduce the size of the revenue department because it would be less auditing and less review.
With this flat tax, would you expect that to be revenue neutral? You just spread the base and lower the rates?
I think that we would keep it revenue neutral. That's my goal, because I'm not convinced we don't have the money we need in Montgomery. And then it brings up the second issue, and that's our earmarked budget, which is 93% earmarked. We go every year to decide how to spend 7% of Alabamians' money. Now, that's been that way since 1940, and we are unable to reprioritize. An earmark's like this. My wife and I, we in our early marriage, we had children, and we budgeted something like $50 a week for diapers. Well, our children are grown and out of the house, but because of earmarks, we still have to put $50 toward diapers every week. That's an earmark. That's the same reason the sheriff up in Etowah County used the money from the prison system to go build a $750,000 house. Was it legal? Yeah. Was it right? No, it wasn't. That's earmarking. And that's the waste and fraud that happens when you have an earmark budget.
There is also a flip side to the earmark issue, and that's that many of these earmarks have been put in essentially because the public doesn't trust that elected leaders in Montgomery will spend the money the way they say they do. I'm thinking most recently about the state park system, where a few years ago there was money that was taken from the state park system. You had a constitutional amendment that passed that restricted how that money could be used. It seems like part of that comes from an issue of trust.
Well, perhaps it is. But no other state in the nation has an earmark budget like we have. Nobody, no think tank, Alabama Policy Institute, the Americans for Legislative Exchange Council, they're not looking at Alabama as a model state for how to run your budget. And the trust issue comes down to this, ladies and gentlemen, and Andrew, is that if you don't trust us to manage your money, then the only thing left is to raise taxes. And I've voted against every tax increase because I first want budget reform. We're transferring money out of the Road and Bridge Fund every year. It's like $62 million. And yet there are people that are saying you need to have more of a gas tax. I don't think that's transparent government.